We are speaking today with Sam White, the stage director of The Mikado at the Bartell Theater in Madison. This is being hosted by the Madison Savoyards. And Sam, for people who don't know who they are, who exactly are the Savoyards?
Savoyards are a theatrical group in Madison dedicated to the performing of Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. They've been in Madison for a very long time, since the, I think, 1962. I could be wrong. But my first Madison Savoyard show was in 1969. And it was actually my very first theatrical production I ever saw. And it was, guess, a production of The Mikado.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about The Mikado that we're going to be seeing on stage? For people who don't know, Gilbert and Sullivan, the original Mikado, is a play about a Japanese farce of some matter, but it's spelled M-I-K-A-D-O and not M-C-A-D-O. Why don't you tell me about that?
Yes, well, the Mikado was originally staged in Japan, and it had been for a century or so. It's always been performed as it is set in Japan. But these days, it's just not appropriate to have generally white people playing a whole Japanese cast. A theater company in Gilbert and Sullivan Company in Austin, Texas, Austin, Gilbert and Sullivan, I believe they're called, or Gilbert and Sullivan Austin, several years ago, adapted the operetta so that it is staged in Scotland, which is a little less offensive to a degree. I don't think it's offensive to Scottish people. We do pay quite homage to the Scots, but setting it in Scotland makes it a little more politically palpable. And so it was adapted to play in Scotland.
Why don't you give me a quick synopsis of the show, if you can? Gilbert and Sullivan shows tend to be farces, and not only farces, but mixed up in the best, worst ways for what's going on for the poor characters in the story.
Sure, that's probably one of the most difficult questions to ask a director of The Mikado. To give you an elevator speech on The Mikado is daunting, because the overall plot, as they like to say in the Gilbert Sullivan business, is extremely topsy-turvy. It's basically a love story between Nanki Doog and Winsome, a young Scottish couple. But Nanki Doog is in disguise. He has fallen in love with Winsome. He is the son of the Mikado, the king of the area, the head boss, and he has escaped his father so that he could seek his love with Winsome. In the meantime, Winsome has become betrothed to a cheap tailor who has recently become the chief executioner in the little town of Ballyhoo. To describe the plot is almost impossible. Let's just say it's a topsy-turvy love story where everything works out pretty darn well.
I'll say, when we're coming into work at the Capitol, we park by the Bartell and we walk past the building every day, and we've seen that sign outside that says M-C-A-D-O when we weren't sure if it was pronounced McAdoo or if it was still the Mikado.
Well, that's what I like to call it. The party line, we're supposed to call it the Mikado in public. We're supposed to call it the Mikado, but it's just absolutely delightful. One of the remarkable things about the adaptation is, you know, quite often if you do an adaptation, you know, there's wholesale changes in the script, but when it really comes down to it, and you count the word substitutions between the two different shows, the number of word substitutions are outrageously few. So it adapted extraordinarily well to this environment.
And I'm going to say that if you're picking a Gilbert and Sullivan show to see for the first time, if you're first time seeing an operetta of this sort, The Mikado is not a bad one to pick.
Oh, no, it's one of the best. It's easily one of the most popular Gilbert and Sullivan shows. It's extraordinarily funny. The plot is engaging. The music is extraordinary. I have to tell you that. I got to fess up to you. I am a Gilbert and Sullivan neophyte. I mean, I'm brand new. This is my first directing and working on my first production of Gilbert and Sullivan ever. And it has just been a remarkable eye-opener. I've known Gilbert Sullivan. I've seen Gilbert and Sullivan shows throughout my whole life and really enjoyed them. But not until I engaged myself in trying to tell the story of one did I realize how incredibly remarkable they are, their work is, especially this work. The music is extraordinary. The story is just crazy fun. I'm a fan now, for sure.
Sam, when is the show open and how do we get tickets?
The show is opening this Friday night, and it will run this weekend and next weekend at the Bartell Theater. Tickets be got online at bartelltheater.org, I believe. Don't double check me. Just do a little Google search for Bartell Theater, and tickets can be gotten online. And I would highly recommend people to get online and get their tickets now, because I've been taking a little look at the sales, and we're selling a lot of tickets. It's going to be very popular.
Sam, why should we care about coming out to see the Mikado?
I think anybody could use a really fun, good time. This show is, I'd like to say this is a big one. This is going to be a little bit of a pageant. I mean, we've got operetta singing, we got music, we've got dancing, we've got Highland sports games, we've got bagpipers. It's going to be a rather enjoyable frolic and escape out of the normal world fun. So, and enjoy some amazingly wonderful music.
Thank you very much, Sam White. He is the stage director for The Mikado. That's MCADO, which opens up Friday night at the Bartell Theater in Madison. Tickets online at Bartell Theater. That's with an RE.org. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.